Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
You think you like football? Brett Favre doesn't just like football. He loves football.
All right, here we go. They're going to jump right here. You know they're going to jump. Everybody hold your water. Green right slot. 98 handoff slot on three. Ready? Balls, balls, balls. Balls, balls, balls. Balls. Green 18. Green 18. Hey.
Football.
Football.
Thank you, Brett Favre, for helping intro this episode of Purple Daily, presented by TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. It's Mackie, it's Judd, it's executive producer Declan Goff. And every single week, we take a dive into the YouTube comment section of our Purple Daily YouTube channel, Daily Vikings Entertainment on YouTube in podcast form. You can also find us in the Twin Cities on Score North Radio between 5 and 6 o'clock every single day, AM 1500. So, boys, are you ready? Do you have your armor up?
Balls, balls, balls. Let's get going.
All right, because we're going to start out with a pretty scathing one. You know, there's a lot of positive. There's some negative. There's some questions here. We'll start out with this one, okay? Questions from YouTube. Comments from YouTube. From Skolny. All caps.
No, this is not Skol. I've gotten notes from Skolny before.
Skolny doesn't like us very much.
No.
He says, "You are the haters. Did you think we all slept through the last three seasons of daily Kirk Cousins trashing? Based on a lot of the comments in here, it's clear much of your small audience is pathologically stupid. I'm a proud Kirk stan because I actually understand how football works." So cool. I'm going to package his question into this. Are we unfairly hating on Kirk Cousins because we don't understand how football works?
Oh my God. I'll be brief here. We've explained ourselves on Kirk thousands of times. Skolny, if you're a Kirk stan, that's awesome. That's all you be. You will be us. We are not going to convince you that we're right. And you're not going to convince us that being a Kirk stan is a great idea, because ultimately our concern and discussions revolve around how the Vikings can win a Super Bowl, not how Kirk
as a team,
not how Kirk can accumulate really good fantasy football statistics. So Skolny, your agenda is different than ours, but that's fine. I'm fine with it.
I two things here real quick. All right. Two things. Number one, the small audience thing. Okay. Well, just want you guys to know that over 100,000 of you every month consume Purple Daily, and we appreciate that. We appreciate that.
Yeah, it's part of the family.
Call it small, call it large, whatever you want to call it.
Purple Daily family. That's what we got here.
There's an initiation process if you really want to be part of the family. You must get a Brad Childress horseshoe hair tattoo on your lower back.
Declan's a captain.
Can we shave Declan's hair into a Brad Childress horseshoe?
Never. I just
got my God,
yesterday.
That guy loves
it. No.
Yeah, how's the haircut?
Haircut's great. Okay. Thank you very much. It looks great. Appreciate it.
And then I'll say this about Kirk. All right. So if you look all time passer rating leaders in the history of football, okay? Pat Mahomes is number one. Deshaun Watson, by the way, is number two on this list. And he's had a couple really good seasons. They blew a big lead in the playoffs to the Chiefs a couple years ago. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, Tom Brady. Okay, these are the guys that are on the list. And Kirk Cousins is sixth on this list.
Yep.
All-time best passer rating. Well, I just named, how many Super Bowls did I just, Rodgers Super Bowl, Mahomes Super Bowl, Wilson Super Bowl, Brees Super Bowl, Brady, all of the Super Bowls, right? Peyton Manning is just below Kirk on this list, et cetera, okay? So the company that he's in with some of these, and you can do the same thing with other stats. The company that he's in, look, he's Drew Brees. He just needs – so he's either the unluckiest Hall of Fame quarterback ever, and that he's 500 for his career with no meaningful postseason noise at all. One win, right? Mm-hmm. He's either just like so unlucky that he is saddled with the worst coaches, the worst defenses, the worst offensive lines. And if you could just get him anything competent at those main spots, then he would also be in regular MVP and Super Bowl discussions, right? So it's either that, he's either super unlucky and everything around him is garbage, or maybe the numbers that he puts up aren't impacting winning as much as other things do, right? Maybe there's some things about him, performance late in games, lack of mobility, whatever it may be, right? Leadership, right? That don't equate to wins, okay? It's one of those two things. It's one of those two things. And you guys can form your own opinions on that. And that's fine. It's a free country. You can all have your own Kirk Cousins opinion.
Makes America great.
All right. You guys ready for the next batch of questions here?
You like that?
Okay. MacT5 on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. Most of your off-season discussion has been about Kirk and, to a lesser degree, Justin Jefferson. But during the season last year, there was a lot of discussion about Dalvin Cook and the Vikings' tendency to establish the run, even when the situation called for a pass. Are you no longer worried about the Vikings being too run-centric for their own good?
Oh, no, I'm very concerned, and I feel like we've had that discussion. Now, do we have that discussion every week or on a daily basis? No. But no, I am very concerned about the philosophy of this team and the head coach's desire and absolute love and fascination to establish the run, to keep his defense fresh, which is a great idea. When I was 27 years old, I'm now 51.
So, 90, so
no, my guess is that this will become a discussion again on a frequent basis if it continues. When you have Justin Jefferson and Thielen and Irv Smith, you have the ability to pass the ball, and Kirk needs to pass the ball. So no, that's a great point. This is a discussion ongoing. And until it looks like it's different, Phil Mackey, it remains a concern of mine because I do think it will impede the ability of this team to reach its maximum level.
I would say, you know, my desire is I certainly don't want like an overhaul. I'm being realistic here. They're not going to overhaul the system or anything. And the system did lead them to what, like fifth in yardage and 11th in points. So, you know, around a top 10-ish offense in point scoring last year. What I would love to see, and Dalvin Cook is a wonderful talent. You should be trying to get him the ball a lot. So mm-hmm. I certainly don't want to take a bunch of touches out of his hands. But I think there are certain situations, and you can look statistically, second and short, where the whole playbook is open, right? The defense has no idea what you're going to do because you put yourself in a second and two. You could run. You could play action. The Vikings run more in that situation than basically any team in the NFL. They run more on second and third and long, right? They just run more in general than most teams in the NFL. I just want to see like 2, 3, 4 times a game in those situations where it makes sense. Throw a ball down the field to Justin Jefferson instead of handing off to Dalvin Cook, right? It's not like 10 extra times. It's once in the second quarter. It's twice here in the third quarter.
Or scheme ways to get Cook open as a receiver, which he's good at. Like, it's not the touches I object to. It's the type of touches.
Sure.
So.
Declan's heard that before.
Yes, I have. I think the thing with Clint Kubiak, too, was it was establishing the run, this whole philosophy, and, you know, Zim wants to control the clock, and Clint Kubiak is most likely going to be just the exact same disciple as his dad. But my thing is does he want to be different? Does he want to put his own Clint Kubiak stamp on this offense? And I know Judd immediately shakes his head no, and because it's more than just Clint Kubiak, but does he want to open things up and make it more of a pass heavy, or at least not pass heavy, just a modern offense and have more flavors of that? That's what I want to see if he can do that.
He was hired by Zim not to do that. That's the problem. I'm with you, Declan. You're right. But unfortunately, I think if that was the goal, you would have gone outside. I think you got Clint because it's a seamless transition to what the old man did.
All right. RU21 is the screen name here. Says day six.
Hi, I'm Chris Hansen.
Why don't you have a seat, sir? Why are you wearing a pink robe and holding a case of fuzzy navel?
Of wine coolers.
What's happening there?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so RU21 says, this is a few days ago, day 16 of asking Declan to ride and brush a horse. Declan, I know you're seeing this. Time to acknowledge it. Well, I think we need 50,000. Once 50, we get to 50,000 subscribers on
by
the Purple
end of
Daily,
the year.
I don't think we're going to get to 50K no, by the end of the year.
We will not. So we're also very close to 15,000, though, and we'd really appreciate your subscribing to Purple Daily to make the horse bet happen if you want to make that happen. But no.
Click the subscribe button. Click the bell to get Daily Vikings Entertainment delivered to you.
I saw one on Tuesday on my walk, and I did not like coming as close as I was, and I was still about 25 feet from it, so was not a fan. Really...
Declan would rather sit next to a terrorist on a plane than next to a Clydesdale.
Easily.
Yes.
Easily.
It's just bizarre. Your fear there is really interesting.
All right, a lot of anger in the YouTube comment section here this week. Where's Waldo says, oh my God, please, for the love of Troy, stop talking Kellen Mond up. You're going to be sorely mistaken and severely disappointed. I'm almost always right when it comes to NFL and NBA prospects. Well,
cool.
We'll take your word for that. Kevin Fessler says, I must say, I'm genuinely surprised about the hype and, dare I say, giddiness over a player who was a four-year starter but not an exceptional quarterback at the college level. To make that jump into what we would need in the NFL, you get the point.
Yeah.
So, all right, you guys in your Kellen Mond giddiness, defend yourselves.
I like the fact that they're getting a quarterback whose skill set is up to date. That's it. Like that's I'm giddy about the fact that they have a prospect quarterback who they can develop now, who won't have to play unless Kirk gets hurt in 2021. I feel the Vikings, I guess I'm not being clear. The Vikings, to me, are taking the right steps at the position. Now, Mond might be the guy. He might not be. I have no idea. But Mond's skill set and the idea of drafting a quarterback where they did are good ones. So that's it. It's not like I expect this kid to step in and be a Pro Bowl player. But they had Sean Mannion behind Kirk Cousins for 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Forgive me if I wasn't a big fan of that idea.
I am giddy. I am realistic about the percentage chance Kellen Mond has to be a viable franchise quarterback. I think there's like a 20% chance he becomes a franchise quarterback. 20 to 30, I will say. And if you look at quarterbacks drafted third round and later, it's about a 20 to 25% chance that they become viable starting quarterbacks for a multi-year stretch, going back to 2000. So he falls in that bin. There's been some guys like Chris Sims that actually thought he was more of a first-round grade, and there's others that just don't think he can make some of the throws. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that I think the odds are against him becoming a franchise quarterback, but what I am giddy about is the idea of having a young, team-control, low-salary cap, mobile guy that could step in when it's time to say goodbye to Kirk Cousins. And I think the Vikings, just from a contractual standpoint, you know, like they're not going to pay him $45 million to the cap next year. So I think the Vikings are going to trade Kirk Cousins in the offseason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll see. There's a lot of football to be played in 2021. But I'm giddy about the idea of having $35 million in cap space to play with to fix the rest of your roster going forward, too.
So, giddy's too strong for me. I'm not giddy at all.
I'm giddy.
You're gritty.
I am not. I'm too damn old to be giddy.
I'm giddy. It's a quarterback. I'm excited. A new quarterback, rookie.
And it's okay to be excited about a quarterback.
It's a good idea. Mm-hmm. But it's a good idea. It's not Mond that I love. It's the philosophy.
Sure.
I guess. Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
All right. Tom Bunnell says, I have a few questions for 4 Question Friday. Sorry we didn't get to it on 4 Question Friday, but we're getting to it now for all you guys. All right. Part one, what would you be willing to say and do if the Vikings went to the Super Bowl this year? I don't think we'd be willing to do a live, exciting vent line at the end of the
season. Oh my God, can you imagine?
It'd be super fun.
No.
And then question two is, what if they won? He wants us to do something funny or self-deprecating. I've seen every Super Bowl loss myself. I was born in 1961. Listen, we are driving the bus for wanting the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die here. So, listen, we will, I don't know. We'll get silly drunk on an episode of Vikings Ventline.
I'd probably cry. So,
Would you
it's
really?
Hard to envision, though. Like, it's,
it's I can't imagine
like our identity as Minnesota sports fans and like the Vikings is just this woe is us. It's always Eeyore, like something bad's going to happen. It's like Boston sports was for a number of years until 20 years ago, right? And so it would be a weird identity change if all of a sudden the Vikings rattled off like two Super Bowl wins in 3 years or something, right?
I'd just take the one. Declan crying.
I'd cry.
I could see that.
I 100% cry.
I don't know what I would do.
Well, Declan would brush a horse and ride it. All right, let's get to this one. Mantis Toboggan says, okay, this is in response to Clint Kubiak bringing up Dakota Dozier on our show yesterday.
Swiss Army knife, let's be honest.
Why the bleep is this dude talking about Dozier? I'm starting to seriously think our coaches are genuinely dumb. PFF ranked Dakota Dozier as the dead last offensive lineman in the league. Dead last, very worst in the league. Even as a backup, you do not want the worst lineman in the league. What the bleep is going on? I agree. It's weird that they brought him back. It's weird.
I agree. But I mean, Clint is just saying what his bosses want him to say. So I don't blame Clint. I mean, I agree with all of the points of the note. But that being said, Clint is saying what he's essentially like. You're not going to take a guy that Rick brought back and bash him. Why he's back, I have no idea. He might be a great guy, but don't you want to purge yourself of that guy? I mean, he was terrible. So,
yeah, it's not.
I can't argue against the point.
Sometimes we can get a little aggressive with outrage, like, you know, like Declan's outrage about Chad Beebe, I think, is unwarranted.
Mm. It's misplaced. Mm. I think it's because here's my dime store theory on that is Chad Beebe showed up at a bar Dex was at.
No.
And Chad Beebe's a little better looking. For sure. I don't say a lot better looking. I think he outdueled you. And I think that you have been bitter ever since.
No.
I mean, you can deny it all you want, but it's a good story.
Zolgak conspiracy theory.
Because I like to make things up in my job now.
Right. No, we clickbait. We relationship bait. No, that's not it at all. I don't understand why we try to make it happen every year.
With baiting, okay?
That's the
end of our list. Yeah.
All right, Cliff Huffman says, I want you guys to promise to everyone that you'll never expose Judd's naked back to the rest of us.
Thank you.
That was a conversation on yesterday's show.
I was willing to do it.
KP says, we asked you guys yesterday, too, or a couple days ago, who will be the first media member to officially call for Kellen Mond to start over Kirk Cousins after a rough stretch or something? And KP says, Mike Florio will be the first media personality to call for Mond to start. That's a pretty good one.
Oh, I didn't think nationally. I love that.
Yeah.
Big Vikings fan.
Yeah.
Passionate. Yeah. That's a good one.
And he's kind of anti-Kirk.
He doesn't
too.
Like Kirk. Oh, yeah. He definitely does not like Kirk. Yeah, that's a good see that for sure. Congratulations, KP. I really like that one.
Yep. All right. And that's all the comments that I have on my list here. So we check them out on a regular basis. We thank you guys. We love the community that you guys have helped create as part of Purple Daily here, too. And we just have a blast providing you daily Vikings entertainment. We have a special episode coming up in a couple days, too, another Purple Rewind episode where, and some of you may have caught this a couple years ago on Mackie and Judd, but it's probably going to be new for most of you. Some of the best Brett Favre stories you'll ever hear from Sage Rosenfeld from that 2009 season, that'll drop on Memorial Day for everyone to check out.
And a holiday weekend, Ventline has a buy. There's a buy on Ventline for this Sunday, by the way. So there's a buy, but we will be returning the Sunday after that.
Taking it off, huh?
Taking it off. You want to do it?
OTAs, man. It never stops.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Football doesn't sleep.
All right.
But okay. I need
sleep.
So, yeah.
If the Vikings
sleep, you won't be sleeping, dude. Don't tell me you'll be sleeping on Sunday. I know what you'll be doing.
Well, if all things go according to plan, we will be doing
that. Oh, that's right. We'll be doing
a wild edition as well. So Touché. That's also, there's a two ends there.
I got over my skis. I'd like to apologize to the entire
show. Okay, you're wrong. Yep.
All right. And by the way, Skolny, if you ever want to come on and chat it up.
Skolny's great.
With Judd, you're welcome to. All right, guys. Thanks for all the interaction. We'll see you guys next time on Purple Daily.